Good morning. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Stacey Pidgeon. She's the National Manager of Research and Policy with the Royal Life Saving Australia, and just looking at the findings in regard to deaths in regards to drowning, and we need to put a stop to it. On the line, Stacey, very good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you, Trevor?
Well, thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. The heat is on. Summer's about. Christmas is about. Celebrations are about. But it's about being in control, especially around water. We've got too many deaths. And looking at some of your findings, especially with Indigenous men, can you just take us through the findings, please?
So Royal Lifesaving has produced data that shows over 2,000 males have drowned across Australia in the last 10 years. And unfortunately, what we've seen is Indigenous people are 1.7 times more likely to drown than non-Aboriginal Australians. You know, drowning is preventable, which is fantastic, but it's just really keeping an eye on the three key messages. It's really simple. It's avoiding alcohol around water, wearing a life jacket, and don't go around water alone.
So we're finding with the deaths, and when doing the autopsies, alcohol is high in regard to the victim, yes?
So with alcohol, unfortunately, alcohol does play quite a big factor in drowning deaths, among males in particular. And with our latest campaign, we're focusing on men aged between 25 and 44 years old. And the reason is that one in five men in this age group, so that's 19%, have a blood alcohol reading of 0.05. So we're finding that men aren't just drinking a little bit, but they're drinking a lot around water, and that is contributing to drowning, unfortunately.
So they're underestimating their strength, and with alcohol mixed, they're diluted, so to speak, in regard to their thought process.
That's exactly right. Unfortunately, we do find males do tend to overestimate their skills around water and underestimate the risk, and alcohol just adds to that. So we know that alcohol does affect risk-taking behaviour. It impairs judgement and coordination. And we do find that because of this, too many men are drowning on our waterways.
So also what comes to mind as well, we men, as macho as we are, we need to take on board, well, actually don't swim when you're drinking, or otherwise have a vest on, a life vest, yes?
Exactly. So the three key messages that we are urging men to think about this summer by making the right call, so avoiding alcohol around water. You know, it is lots of fun. We know that people do have fun around the water, but it is best to leave the alcohol till later on. Wearing a life jacket. Wearing a life jacket can save your life when you're out there. We don't expect to be in the water, so, you know, life jackets can save lives. And don't go alone. It's a lot more fun with someone else, but it also means if you do get into trouble, that someone can help and they can raise the alarm if something does happen.
I suppose it's about family and friends as well to be on the lookout and be aware of what's going on around the celebrations and around the water and with the drinking.
That's exactly right. It's about looking after your mates, looking after your friends and family, and, you know, being safe around the water. As I said, have a few drinks later on after you've been around water. Wearing that life jacket, it's you know, it does keep you safe. It keeps you warm as well. The water can be pretty cold.
Yes.
And then also, yeah, being around other people and looking out for each other.
And look, it probably doesn't matter, but if we're talking water, we're talking swimming pools, oceans, creeks, it doesn't matter?
We're talking about everywhere, so all waterways. Although inland waterways are the leading location for drowning, and we do find it a large number of Indigenous people do drown in rivers and creeks and streams and lakes and dams. And we know these areas are sometimes in remote and isolated locations. So it does take longer for emergency services to get to those places. So it's even more important that we do go with someone else and we do take these safety precautions.
Look, very good advice. Stacey, thank you very much for sharing, and look, all the best to you and your team, your family. Have a Merry Christmas, we say, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. We wish everyone a very safe and happy summer as well.
Thank you, Stacey. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
A beautiful yarn there, Stacey Pidgeon from Royal Saving Australia. She's the National Manager of Research and Policy and found that numbers are high regarding our First Nation people, especially men, ages between 25 to 44, high numbers of drowning, and a lot of it is with alcohol and consumption. So we need to do our bit, your mob. Look after our mob, our family, our friends out there, and it's good to have the celebration. Watch the drinking, especially around water, and we need to do our bit in regarding stopping that those numbers, bring those numbers down. So very important. Otherwise, your mob, Murray Christmas, have your say. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Yarning with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Tall Black, and we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BB and Bumper Bit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give the Murray a call, 1-800-422-416.
South. brother's black image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now.
Hey sister,
you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk rack, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Pat Garrett, see him talking about me. Ride around with a smiley on me. Get it a win and got it. Hey. Mama gave me life, the attitude is my daddy. Bless him, I'm gon' get it for him.
Get it for him.
I bought it, I'm gon' give it to him.
Give it to him.
I was always gonna make it. Hey. Never drop the ball, nobody's gon' take it.
He wakes up every morning, one thing on his mind. This ain't just a game, it's a way of life. Watching the players on his TV screen, saying I can do that, I wanna live that dream. So he stays focused with his goals ahead. Never lose a sight from the words that he said. Full of confidence, no doubt in his head. Still no rest after the blood, tears and sweat. Stays out late at the park after dark. Ball in his hand, in his eyes is a spark. Prepares for the weekend, big game coming up. Grand final fever, don't believe in being runner-up. To know where he's going, gotta know where he's from. The sacrifice he made to train for this game. This story is his, a dreamer with big dreams. Only thing on his mind is that grand victory.
To the ground, I can hear the crowd roar. Drag him to the floor, I can hear that crowd roar. It's what I live for, just to give the crowd more. It's what I live for, just to hear that crowd roar. Just to hear that crowd roar.
See, you know where I come from, and I know where I'm going. It ain't a dream that I run from. We on, we on, we on. I get the ball with the fellas. Great finding you, I'm talking about great time. I feel it like a kid on.
Older brother, single mother. The man was never there, so we never met his father. Every Saturday he went down to the ground to support his big brother, and from there his love was found. From that point on, only had one goal. Put his heart in this game so he can make it to the pros. All the years
is a trainer, prepared for this moment. Yeah. Knows what he gotta do, don't let up for his opponent.
To the ground, I can hear the crowd roar.
Now he's on like a backpack, a top pick, reps his team on his snapback. Remembers the journey, deja vu when I was
running back. Just to give the crowd more.
Does it for the crowd, makes his hometown proud. The cheers get loud when he steps onto the ground. Wanted this his whole life and he's addicted to the sound.
I can hear that crowd roar. Let him know about. I can hear that crowd roar. See, you know where I come from. And you know where I'm going. It ain't a dream that I run from. We on. I get the ball with the fellas. Hey. Great binding, I'm talking about great. I am. I feel it like a kid on.
Yes, a very good morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 2012, Murray Finucurry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, two Australian organisations share more than $1 million in funding to support local project AIM. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Joe Durnham, a researcher of the Australian Centre for Health Services, Innovation Australia. And we're talking about the respective local efforts in ending HIV epidemic. On the line, Dr. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good, thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. In what areas can this funding help end the HIV epidemic, a pandemic?
Thank you, Trevor. I'd just like to say, before I'm speaking from the Tuggera and Jagera people's good. Land here in Brisbane, and that I really acknowledge that First Nations people have really been the first researchers and the first healers.
Yes.
And the first teachers in this country that's called Australia.
Dr. Joe, thank you so very much for acknowledging that. So in what areas can this funding help end the HIV pandemic?
Well, Australia is really recognised for its global efforts in reducing HIV
Good.
Transmission. And today we've really got the tools that we can end transmission by 2030 globally.
Fantastic. And Australia leading the way.
Absolutely.
Know when the Grim Reaper came out, when the through the ads and television and what have you, and sad thing is, HIV is still with us, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I know. But now, and it's interesting to go back to those times, how much progress we've made since then. And now we really can, with this Gilead Zero In grant, start to contribute to those Australia's objectives and the global ones to reduce HIV transmission, and make sure that those who are maybe currently being left behind in Australia have the knowledge and the skills and access to appropriate and culturally responsive health services.
And does this include helping communities in remote areas as well?
Well, the tools and the messages. We're developing social media tools primarily.
Yes, good vehicles.
That can be used by health services and by populations. And they will be spread via internet. So we hope to get a wide reach, but we do also recognise that some people, especially in rural and remote areas, may have some challenges in their internet access.
And what about job opportunities for First Nation people in this project?
Our project is primarily focusing on those people born overseas from linguistically and culturally and religious diverse communities.
Okay.
But we do really value, I think it's really important to value and to recognise the expertise of all those people who have lived experience of HIV mm-hmm. or lived experience in trying to navigate these complex and sometimes seemingly unfriendly mm-hmm. health services. And so we will be primarily working with our primary partners, our peer researchers who come from the migrant communities that we're working with.
Yeah.
Health workers.
Fantastic. Dr. Joe, who are the two organisations who are sharing in the $1 million funding to support local projects aimed?
Oh, so there's QUT, Queensland University
yes.
of Technology,
yep.
And we're working with a number of local partners, and then the National HIV, Peak HIV Body.
Yeah. It is a team effort, and what's the date again regarding getting rid of HIV and in it?
So the target for us here in Australia is 2025,
yeah.
and the global target 2030. And you're right, it certainly is a team effort.
Fantastic. Well, it's good news, and there's light at the end of the tunnel, but it's all about progression and working together as a team, get it together, and you're doing just that. Thank you very much for sharing, Dr. Joe.
Thank you so much, Trevor. Lovely to talk to you.
You take care. All the best to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
A good young there, Dr. Joe O'Durnham, and research at the Australian Centre for Health Services Innovation Australia, and the two organisations are sharing more than $1 million in funding to support local projects aimed, and that's the Gilead Science Australia. Today proudly announced the two Australians, Queensland University of Technology, as Dr. Joe mentioned, and the National Association of People Living with HIV Australia. That's NAPWA is the acronym, and they've been awarded a combined of $1.4 million to support their respective local efforts in ending HIV epidemic, and the funds provided to QUT and NAPWA are the highest ever combined amounts awarded to Australian applicants through Gillard Grant. So it looked fantastic, and light at the end of the tunnel. Have you seen Yana Strong? End of the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
I'd like to thank Uncle Archie and my sisters, Titters, Dan Sultan, Kev Comedy, paving the way for me and many. The stand up tall, young black and deadly, I'm proud and ready. I'm the black prince to many, like Michael Long kicking goals on that telly. Yup, change that day, I'll change your mind, boy. Perspective, your way of life, you may deny. I promise if we get this right, we'll be living in our day where our days are fine. But it makes me sad that we can't understand all this pain from stealing the land. And I'm a proud Aboriginal man. That's why I got that flag tattooed on my hand. Cause we're the oldest in civilization, yet we're the coldest in a hypocritical nation. So I'm waiting for the day that you're proud. All my people not mistaking us as patience on a race it and never answer minimal information. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. My man. I was floating down this river and looked out the side, and I saw all this land get took. And yeah, I'm sick of all these white fellas thinking that they know better when they knew never. Yeah, and man, I stand up for what I believe. That's the answer, question time. Freedom of speech with a plan, but that's why I stand pants down with my hands up, bruh. I get asked about 3 times a week if I'm Aboriginal, but see, don't matter what the colour of your skin, where you've been, brother. Written in my blood, black history, brother. And I can feel it, man, the energy, the synergy. You mimic me deep down, the truth is you're sick of me. Napalina, Kuparuna, Niara, I'm from a Tulumpunga, Larapuna, yeah, Luchawita. Love for Larrakia and NT, Noongars West, Curries, Murrays. All that love for all the Ghana mob in SA. They understand what I say, cause I thought like
they're taking all our bad money as we're walking out the door, and they're leaving all of their loving, and she's telling him to let go. You can see it in the writing as we read it on your wall. She's a devil in disguise, and I'm a pawn to a lust, pawn to a love, cause. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, a
black swan, black swan. Stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. My man, my man, na 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 na. Black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, black swan, black swan.
I try to keep an open mind, but it's floating in between the city lights. How can that be? Living on a rock my whole life. I can't stand dwelling on a thought like this. I need to show what I got to be better. I need to show what I got to be bigger, better, stronger than anyone. A brother once said to me, oh, I'm feeling like I got the blue, cause the good time will last forever. Well, I got something new. You gotta keep pushing to get where you wanna be. Do what you gotta do, be who you wanna be. Show what I got to be better. I need to show what I got to be bigger, better, stronger than anyone. What you did for years.
What you did for
realize
years.
If you go out of your way, yeah. Skip a few fears and listen to the rhythm chanting in your ears. Show what I got to be better. Oh yeah, I need to show what I got to be bigger.
Fire danger rating system has changed. It's now simpler and clearer, and it could save your life. Each rating level shows you how dangerous a bushfire could be and comes with clear actions to take. You'll find the new ratings on roadside signs and on the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services website. To know more, go to qld.gov.au/FDR. The new fire danger ratings. Know the changes. They could save your life. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Black.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I want to give a big shout out to all the mob here in the area. Also, all the mob up there at Cape York, Torres Strait Island. Look, a beautiful big footprint. And speaking of Cape York, we're talking about a journey from the tip of Cape York all the way down to the toe of the mainland in Victoria. No, we're not talking Qantas. We're not talking Jetstar. We're not talking Greyhound buses. We're not even talking scooters. We're talking about running it, jogging, a marathon. And I'm going to talk to a deadly sister now, Ikana Murray Bartlett, who's a marathon runner, 32-year-old, and she's going to be doing the run, 6,200 k's from the most northern tip of Australia, east coast to the toe of mainland in Victoria, run for wildlife. And on with me in the studio, Ikana, a very good morning. How are you, my sister?
I'm good. Good morning. Right back at ya.
All right. We say to mob, who you mob, where you from? Ikana. Who's Ikana Murray Bartlett?
Yeah, I'm a southern girl, so I'm from Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I grew up in a very different place to where we are now. It was very, very cold down there, very green, very same rivers as up here, but yeah, very, very different. Lots of trails, lots of rainy mountain days. So.
Sure. And so here we are, got a 6,200K run. I just pulled my hamstring just thinking about that, my sister. So doing that run for wildlife. Mm. Let's talk about this this space in regarding our beautiful species in this country, our animals who live here too. Mm-hmm. And we as First Nation people are connected to our animals. Tell us the love, the passion, and why using this vehicle or your feet as the vehicle to promote it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I also have a very deep connection, as a lot of us do, with our native animals. I mean, mm-hmm. we are unfortunately leading the world in a biodiversity loss. So it's not really a world record that we can be proud of. We want to be protecting these animals mm-hmm. that we share the trails with. And growing up in, I guess, a really remote place, I spent all my time in the trails and through the valleys running with kangaroos and echidnas and wombats. And as I go back as an adult, it's a bit quieter. It just doesn't have the same vibrancy as it did when I was a kid. You know, I'd get covered in dirt and scratches and mozzie bites, and I'd be sweaty, and I'd, you know, come back at dusk, and I'd have a massive smile on my face. And that's the childhood that I want us all to have for generations to come. And it's looking like it's just turning into
scarce. That's the word we could use.
Yeah, absolutely.
With our beautiful animals. And so you want to do this run to put wildlife on the map.
Yeah, 100%. And sometimes you've got to do a big thing to take a stand.
Sure.
And so this world record attempt is almost a medium just to share a story.
Mm.
And that's what I'm doing.
Fantastic. And more power to you. And our love and our prayers are going out to our beautiful species. Let's talk about this run, 6,200 Ks. Of course, that's going to be broken up. How you'll do it? Have you had a team of people with you? How has this been recognised to the world or government in regard to your run?
Yeah, so it's 42.2 kilometres every day. So okay. No rest days, just one after the other. So it's one marathon a day. So I am running it solo. My support crew is in terms of food and driving the camper trailer south, because essentially I'm running south. So when I hit that 40K mark, then we camp and we go again the next day.
Okay.
So I need people pulling food and water. So I'm very, very humbled to have a crew around me that is supporting that. Mm. And then so the governing body is Guinness World Records. And so I need to have two witnesses every day to prove that I'm doing it.
Yes.
And GPS. So okay. I carry a GPS watch with me to just prove that I'm, you know, doing the actual distance and not jumping in a car.
Exactly. So we're talking 42 Ks a day. That's straight out 42 Ks running.
Yep. So it's one marathon.
How long will 42 Ks take?
It takes about, I'm going slower at the moment because I'm going consecutively. So it's taking me about 4 hours at the moment.
Okay. So 4 hours of running.
4 hours of running. Yeah. Mm. And then I'll eating a lot, so much food.
Exactly. Drinking a lot of water, liquid. And running from here up here in far north Queensland, I reckon you'd be doing early runs, if not late afternoons.
I made that mistake day one. I left at 9:30. Too hot.
Hence my question. Yeah. Hello, George McFly. You in far north Queensland now.
Oh, man. In Melbourne, you can leave at lunchtime and you're not going to warm up.
Exactly.
No, I leave very early. I leave at 5:30, quarter to 6.
Smarter, not harder.
Yeah, lesson
so
learned.
What time will you be running each day?
Yeah, so 5:30, I'm trying to head out the door now. So I'm usually done by 10:30, 11 at this point. Yeah,
yep.
So I'm getting...
And where you stop running, that's where you got to stay and camp and relax and unwind, what have you.
Yeah, unless it's on the side of a freeway, in which case I'll find a campsite. But yeah, I'll up in the Cape is great. There's campsites everywhere.
Good, yeah. Big,
real easy.
Big footprint, exactly.
Exactly.
And so you do that. And then so how long will that take you, 6,200 Ks?
155 days. So
155 days.
Yeah, long time.
For half a year.
Half a year, yep. So we're going to be back in Melbourne in January, probably the end of January.
Sure.
Long time.
Okay. Mm. So running with your phone up in the air as well. Yep. FaceTiming. Mum. Put the kettle on, nearly home.
Put some food on, I'm hungry.
This is fantastic. So you're doing it for the love and the passion of our wildlife, our species in this country. So how do you feel this is going to be a tool for looking for support for our wildlife?
Mm. So what I'm doing is I'm focusing on local extinction. So in every area, so where we are now, there's some specific animals that are at risk, like the southern cassowary or the spectacled fruit bat. So they're two animals here specifically, the tree kangaroo as well, that are at risk. So I'm sharing those stories of these specific animals. And then
as you run to each area,
do
your homework, research, find what animals are scarce, so to speak, and let's hone in on them.
Absolutely. And so I'm partnering with the Wilderness Society, who are my partner charity, and they're helping me with, you know, educating me on the specific animal and resources. And I'm actually raising money for the Wilderness Society. It's going directly back into protecting the animals.
Okay, talking about money, raising money. How can people support? Can they donate?
They can. So my goal is to raise $62,000, which is $10 per kilometre that I run. That's my goal.
Okay. Anything more than that, it's a bonus.
Oh, it's straight in my pocket.
Anything less than that, you mob, get organised, support this fantastic event.
Yeah. So it's
and
all
how do they support Ikana?
Yeah, so it's all through Instagram. So Tip to Toe 2022. So okay. I'm there with a link to donate. The daily struggles that I'm going through, the amazing animals I encounter, the fun stuff, the dirty stuff, all that.
Yeah, beautiful, fantastic. How long did you have this thought process? When did you decide, you know, I'm going to go for a jog?
Yeah.
You know, for my animals.
For the animals.
How'd you plan this?
It was a childhood dream when I was a little tacker, when I was just, and, you know, I had the same dream, you know, to be in a band and, you know, an astronaut. And I just, you know, they did fade away. And then COVID hit and I thought, you know what? This is one that I really still want to do. I hung on to the dream. And I'm actually, I come from a background of competitive marathon racing.
Mm.
And as you and I both know, COVID stopped us all in our tracks.
Mm.
So I had all this fitness and all this motivation and stubbornness.
Sure.
And nowhere to put it.
Okay.
And so I thought, all right, well, now is the time.
Let's look after our fur babies.
Exactly.
Let's do this. Exactly. Fantastic. All right. So I was going to actually, have you been training? But you're a marathon runner anyway.
I stopped training for this. I didn't want to overdo it at the start line.
Yeah.
I wanted to be healthy, so I just ate a lot of food, put on a little bit of weight, so I had a bit of reserve energy.
Yeah, gotcha.
Got myself healthy and strong, and
yes.
then I'm doing it as I go.
So in your run and with your team of people, there'd be like a masseur or like a...
I've been stopping at towns for physio as I've needed.
That's what I'm thinking, and along those lines, the professional to look after that body that's going to carry you 6,200 Ks.
Yep. I've had 3 physio appointments since I started, and that's a month in, so I've needed it. My left leg in particular is feeling it, but it's nothing you can't push through.
Okay, so when do you start this run?
I've started. I'm on my way through.
Hence you're here in Cairns.
Excuse me.
I'm talking to you as if I'm thinking that, okay, next week you're starting to run, holding the stick there where the tip of Cape York.
Yep.
No, you've already done that.
I'm 27 days in, so it took me, I'm 1,150 Ks.
You look like you just got out of bed. You woke up and come for a cup of tea. You've been running. Cape York. I stink.
I came straight from my run.
You stink, but you're beautiful. So you're here in Cairns now. So here's your Cairns journey from Cape York.
Mm-hmm.
So when do you leave Cairns?
I'm going to leave Cairns. The amazing people at Young Henry's are putting on a bit of a shindig at Source Brewing tomorrow night.
Okay.
So I'm going to be here in Cairns tomorrow to help promote and raise more money for the Wilderness Society. And we're going to have some beer and relax. And
good.
Then the next day I'll head south.
Okay,
so Saturday.
Five o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, really early. Yep,
so when the run, now you've virtually left the wilderness and regarding Cape York and the sealed and unsealed roads. Now you're virtually on highway. So you'd be travelling on the Bruce Highway all the way down Cairns, Brisbane, so to speak?
I'm going to avoid the Bruce Highway because it's a bit dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't like running on the road at all. You don't see any animals. You don't see
any,
you know, so I'm
going to... So you're going inland, you're going Tablelands?
Yeah,
I'm going
to go Tablelands.
Okay, you run here, Cairns. Where are you going, up to Coranda?
Coranda.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to run up the Coranda Range.
I am.
Too deadly. Fantastic.
Yep. I want to get in the bush.
Yeah, sure. Fair enough. I hear you. And so with your vehicle that's traveling with you, it's got signs there and watch out runner, but you know, for safety, but also promoting what you're doing?
Yeah, they do. Yep. So it has a big tip-to-toe sign on the front. But when I'm in the trails, there's no vehicle access. So we just generally rendezvous. So they'll meet me 40K south. And if I don't make it, they'll come.
Look
come
for you.
Behind me.
Come look for you.
Fingers crossed.
What a flat tire.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, congratulations. Thank you very much, Jan, and more power to you. I think it's fantastic. And speaking up for our beautiful brothers and sisters, our wildlife that can't speak, and you're doing just that. So Ikana Murray Bartlett, thank you so very much. Keep doing what you're doing. And to all our deadly listeners out there, they can look at the Tip to Toe 2022.com and they can donate that way.
Yeah, beautiful. They can.
All right. Thank you
so much.
Thank you. All the best to you, my sister. We'll talk soon.
We will.
All right. Too deadly. A beautiful yarn there. Look, I was trying to catch my breath here just making that yarn. I mean, she's running 6,200 Ks, and I'm talking about, you're going to start the run? She's in Cairns, so she already started it. Shut up. Yeah, exactly.
You'll
see in the background yarning up. But fantastic. You're tuned into your daily National Talkback program, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. So if you're going to run anywhere, then get on the phone and run a yarn with me. National Tall Black, 1-800-422-416.